just looking during the break back at some of the readers we were doing last hour. This is appalling stuff, and I just don't know how to understand fully how it is that these people, some of them are still walking and talking. I guess they're really struggling every day to get out and about, and a lot of the people you see out there are not well. This one little short one. "I'm alarmed too," writes the person. "Four relatives I was actually close with died of heart attacks, and they were extremely healthy before they got the shots. Ages 18, 26, 43, and 57. One person, four relatives, close to, all gone." And it just, the list is endless. It's crazy out there. All right, time to say hello to Mitchell Henderson back tonight with more critical information and knowledge that we really can't do without, and in most cases can't find anywhere else. And Mitch is always great to present it. Hello, my friend. Welcome back.
Hello, good to be here.
All right.
So tonight I want to talk about some current events, the asymmetrical warfare.
Asymmetrical warfare, Mitch? I'm sorry, asymmetrical?
Warfare, yes.
Okay, good.
Yes,
your volume is really low, and I couldn't hear you for a moment there. Can you turn Mitch up for me? Or you turn yourself up, if you can? You're down.
Okay, how's that?
Still too low. You're about one-third of what I'm reading, for me. I don't want to be that much.
I think it must be on the other end then, because I just turned mine up and made sure it was up 100%.
That's all right. Todd, if you can turn Mitch up a little, it would be great. Because he does, to me, sound very low volume. All right. Say something, Mitch.
Okay. So asymmetrical warfare.
You're better. Go ahead.
It is war in which the enemy combatants are not regular military forces of the nation states. Facts are not as important as perceptions. For example, Americans can argue and be thoroughly convinced that the United States, Ukraine, and Great Britain had nothing to do with the terrorist attack on Moscow, killing 144 people in March. But what matters is what the Russian people are thoroughly convinced, that the United States, the United Kingdom, and Ukraine had everything to do with it. Russia will act on what Russians perceive, not on what the U.S. government's official pronouncements say. We cannot project our fantasies on other nations, okay? We can try to. Americans will believe these fantasies, but, you know, other nations are not going to believe these fantasies, and they're not going to act on those fantasies. They're going to act on what they know and what they think, okay? So if the argument goes back and forth, who did it? It doesn't matter what we think who did it. What matters is who do the Russians think did it? And the Russians think the United States, Great Britain, and Ukraine did that attack.
Well, they've already out and out said that they have evidence now proving that Ukraine was directly involved. That's what they said yesterday.
Oh, yeah, yeah. So there is a credibility gap between the American government and the American people. U.S. government lies became obvious to a wide swath of the American public during the COVID epidemic. Their bullshit became obvious. Once that trust was broken, at least half of the people simply do not believe the government anymore over anything. A large segment of the U.S. population, in fact, kind of knows that we attacked and murdered the innocent civilians in Moscow. First, before Victoria Nuland resigned from the State Department on March 22, 2024, she traveled to Ukraine on February 22, 2024, and said, and I quote, "Ukraine will be able to fight back in the East and accelerate asymmetric warfare that has been most effective on the battlefield. This supplemental funding will ensure that Putin faces some nasty surprises on the battlefield this year." Note that Nuland's resignation was effective the day of the Crocus City Hall terrorist attack on March 22, 2024. The United States State Department and the old pedophile Joe Biden have stated openly, clearly, and often that they wanted regime change in Russia. They want Russia broken up into 17 smaller nations that the United States can control. And they want to destroy Russian society and their homophobic culture. Who, in fact, had the most to gain from the Moscow terrorist attack? The United States had the most to gain, with Ukraine and the United Kingdom also having much to gain. The purpose of the terrorist attack was to make it appear to the Russian people that Putin and the Russian security services could not protect them. That is the goal of both terrorist attacks and aerial bombardment of civilians in war, to make the people think that the government can't protect them. But the Russian people hate America for murdering their people, their innocent civilians. That's what they read into it. They did not think that Putin wasn't doing his job. They think that we're monsters. To many Americans, and on many alternate news sources, the chatter rose that the Moscow terrorist attack was an American operation. It was even kind of obvious that it was. This was an epic failure of asymmetric warfare, and the Biden regime was getting blowback. What to do? How could they refocus the attention of the American people? Early on the morning of March 27th, they collapsed the Francis Scott Key Bridge in Baltimore in a fantastic disaster. Convenient that there was little traffic on this major interstate 695 bridge that was the bypass for all toxic and flammable fuels passing through Baltimore. Explosives, flammable gases, and toxic gases cannot be safely transported through tunnels. They're not allowed in. The CIA's modus operandi is always the same. Terrorists targeted the Twin Towers in 1993 because there was about 50,000 people on an average workday working in those towers, and an average 140,000 people passing through on an average workday. Murdering at least 50,000 people will certainly get the world's attention. But conveniently enough, there were only a total of 15,000 people in the Twin Towers when the CIA blew them up. Okay, they don't care if they slaughter American citizens, but they're kind of, there's a few people that want to keep the numbers down. Okay.
Exactly. Yeah.
You see, 31,000 cars pass over the Francis Scott Key Bridge every day, yet only 6 construction workers died. It just so happened, conveniently, that the bridge was closed for repairs when the bridge was not down. It was also very convenient that many people were out filming the bridge at 1:27 in the morning. That's why we have such great footage of it, because that's what makes it fantastic. Okay, what impact would this story have without live pictures of it collapsing? It just wouldn't be the same. Why was the Francis Scott Key Bridge targeted? On Friday, March 29th, the government told us why. The National Park Service announced and the Washington Post reported that Francis Scott Key was a racist and he owned slaves. It was just the federal government removing another monument to racism, just an opportunity to cancel another white person. Was this a good operation? The ship is a ship registered in Singapore with a Chinese name as a red herring. The captain of the Dali is a Ukrainian citizen. We plan a terrorist attack on Moscow with Ukrainians, and it just so happens that the captain of the ship, Dali, that takes down the Francis Scott Key Bridge is a Ukrainian. How convenient and how sloppy of the CIA. Why are American black ops so transparent? Because they just lie to us blindly. They lie to our faces. They don't care if it's obvious that they're lying. They don't care anymore. They just lie to us, and they don't care that everybody can tell that they're lying.
Yep.
The conversation quickly turned from the Moscow terrorist attack to the Key Bridge collapse. This was a successful operation on that point. It did get lots of attention and pushed our complicity in the Moscow terrorist attack into the background. Later in the day, intelligence sources told Laura Logan that the Key Bridge takedown was a terrorist attack. I think this was the government op, too, to tell her that. The investigators will confirm that this was a cyber attack. This is PSYOPs. Immediately, we said ISIS did the Moscow attack to deflect from our and Ukraine's culpability. So this time, we say it was an accident with no ties to terrorism, but put a leak out that it was a foreign cyber attack so that when they blame Iran for it, it will sound credible and be believed. They know it will be believed because many will believe that we did the terrorist attack in Kerman, Iran, in January. And this was Iran's retribution for that. That's their story.
Said, speaking of, Mitch, excuse me. Speaking of Iran,
yes.
You know what the Jewish Air Force did today, right, in Damascus? You up on that
one? Yes, they blew up the ambassador's home.
Right next to the embassy and took out the top-ranking Republican Guard general who was outside the country and several others, five people dead. The ambassador and his family were spared. They used American F-35s that were given to the Israeli Air Force and American surface-to-ground missiles, or air-to-ground missiles. This is all U.S. terror, all of it. You can't have one without the other.
It's an attack on an embassy. That's illegal. It's illegal.
It's a war crime.
You remember the United States did that to China and Yugoslavia before. The United States does not mind breaking every law, okay? We really don't honor anything, okay?
Nope.
We're special. So is Israel and the Jews. They're special, too. They can do no wrong. So the CIA is already planning the attacks on the American people that we will blame on Russia. These people think they are too clever. Why would they do that? Because Russia and Iran are not an actual threat to America, and anyone with common sense can easily figure that out. The only way to convince us that these nations are a threat is to make false flag attacks on the American people that we can blame on Russia and Iran. We can credibly blame the attacks on them because many already think we have attacked Iran and Russia. We are being played. So when you see the next big ISIS terror attack in America, or Iranian or Russian attack, the next big terrible attack massacring American citizens, trust me, it is your government that's killing you. It is not these enemies. It is our government doing it to you.
Yes, sir.
The objective of this strategy is to continuously escalate the situation until we have provoked World War III so that we can credibly blame the other side for starting the war. Their current lies are going to be their version of how the Third World War began, to put it in their history books. Only they're foolish because there will be no history books about this. I am saying do not look at what they say. Look at their motives and in view of their objectives. The central objective of the pedophile Biden regime is to destroy America. And to do that, they need to destroy American culture, American society, the American economy, the American military, American justice, and American politics. The pedophile Biden regime is an attack on the American people. It is cancer eating away at our nation. They want to impoverish you and have sex with your kids. This is in accordance with the tribe's objective to destroy humanity. So David Pine, a U.S. Department of Defense analyst, speaking on his own accord, said on March 27th, and I'm quoting him, "I think Ukraine has become increasingly desperate with its increasing losses on the battlefield. The Ukrainians clearly have a motive in attacking the Crocus City Mall. The main rationale for the Ukrainian-sponsored attack could be to provoke Russia to overreact and engage in a major escalation, which could provide a pretext for NATO's further interference in the conflict. NATO is spreading propaganda that Russia intends to attack NATO because there is no additional way to justify their decision to reject Putin's longtime peace orders offers. They want to justify prolonging the war in Ukraine unnecessarily because U.S. and NATO security interests are not threatened over Russia's continued border dispute with Ukraine, other than to falsely claim that Russia is planning to attack NATO. They know Russia is not planning to attack NATO, but they want to falsely claim that. They want to scare you. Fear is the currency of control. This is how they manipulate you, through fear. I think most Western leaders understand that their claims of future unprovoked Russian aggression against NATO are patently untrue, but they continue to peddle such propaganda to further their perceived political interests. Notice he uses the term perceived political interests. Okay. They're not real, they're just perceived. While Western leaders do not want a direct war with Russia, they are essentially playing chicken with Russia, falsely trying to paint Russia as the new boogeyman of Europe to help unify NATO and keep it under U.S. domination and control. In this game of nuclear chicken, you should be very worried about what Russia thinks and focus less on the nonsense spewed from Washington, D.C. This is him saying that, okay? Russia wonders why, within minutes of the attack, Washington said ISIS did it and Ukraine had nothing to do with it.
Minutes.
Why were there no political... Pardon?
Minutes. They were too quick, really. They should have waited.
But, right. Know, that gave him away.
Stupid.
It's like you know, something happens and you're immediately saying, I didn't do it. Well, it kind of makes you look like the guy who did it, you know. Why were there no political statements made by the terrorists? The terrorists said that they did it for the money, and it was not planned as a suicide mission, as usually happens. They entered Russia from Ukraine. They were sent money from Ukraine and were headed to Ukraine when they were arrested. Ukraine publicly blamed Russia for the attack. FSB Director Alexander Bortnikov said that the USA, UK, and Ukraine are involved in the terrorist attack on Moscow. He said that the Ukrainian Main Intelligence Directorate, GUR, the CIA, and Britain's MI6 were involved. So this is the end of his statement, okay? So Putin said that the government officials that made the attack happen would pay for it. He was very clear that he was going to make innocent people pay for it. They're a civilized nation, okay? They have a little respect for God, all right? So they're not going to just come and massacre a bunch of Americans. Remember this, because when a bunch of Americans are cold-bloodedly massacred, they're going to blame Russia. And Putin said from the outset that they would not do that. They were going to hunt down and kill the people responsible. NATO is seriously considering some very foolish moves. They want to put French and British troops in Ukraine to scare the Russians away. This is absurd on its face. Putin has said that they will aggressively attack them and kill them. NATO is saying that they will set up a no-fly zone. Putin has said he will aggressively shoot those aircraft down. He has said that if any NATO aircraft enters Russian airspace, they will launch a nuclear attack on the West. If Ukrainian aircraft take off from NATO bases, Russia will bomb those bases on NATO territory. If Russia bombs the airfields where Ukrainians' jets take off, then NATO can invoke Article 5. France says that it will move a regiment to Odessa to prevent Russia from landlocking Ukraine. They did this before back in the 1920s and was very unsuccessful at it.
Would you read Putin that again, that Mitch? Mitch, hold on. France
says that it will move a regiment to Odessa to prevent Russia from landlocking Ukraine.
They think a regiment's going to protect Odessa?
Yeah. I mean, you know, an American company or squad is an awesome force. You know, we're like superheroes or something. You know. They're out of their mind. You know. Putin says that Russia will kill those troops. The United States think it can put soldiers on the ground to take Kherson province back from Russia. They are delusional. France says it will put three regiments on the west banks of the Dnieper River to keep the Russians back. Three regiments? Are they insane?
Yes, they are.
This is their words. These three regiments will scare Russia. Russia. Can you imagine?
Where is this coming from? Where is this coming from?
France.
Which level in government?
France.
Yeah, but where? Where in the government?
Listen, Here's the thing. France has lost its empire in Africa in the past year. Macron looks very bad. So now he's trying to act like the big, bad soldier man, military leader. You know, he's lost his African resource empire, and now he's trying to look tough in the Ukraine. It's absurd. I mean, the three regiments is not going to scare anybody.
This is absurd. How many men is that approximately? Just a round number.
Regiment is about 1,600 guys maximum.
Yeah.
Each regiment is that.
Right.
A regiment is two battalions, and each battalion is about 800 people at full strength. So no actual battalion has 800 people, but that's what it's supposed to have.
Okay. So it's around 600 in real terms, 600 men?
Yeah, listen, this is a battalion is a basic fighting unit, okay, mm-hmm. led by a lieutenant colonel, but these three regiments, that's only six battalions, and they'll be facing divisions of Russians. Okay, I mean, they're insane.
Zelensky killed another...
They're thinking like if we have a regiment fighting the Taliban, we can crush the Taliban. No, they cannot. Hello, the Taliban after 20 years kicked all these Europeans out of Afghanistan. What are they talking about? You know,
they can't fight
anybody.
No, they're crazy.
Yeah, they're insane.
Zelensky is killing about 400 to 600 of his own troops every week. They just continue to burn through humanity like it's nothing. Four to 600 a week. French are stupid enough to actually airlift troops into Ukraine and deploy them on the ground in Ukraine. That opens the door wide. I have to be honest about this. I'm still perplexed, and I fail to understand why Putin doesn't just win that war and end the suffering of the Ukrainian people and the deaths of young Russian men and Ukrainian men and women. He could end this thing. It's going on too.
Very question.
I just
very question.
Okay, and what is your sources say?
You know what I was told this week? They said, "Well, you know, Putin has made a different thing more important, and that different thing is crushing the United States and European NATO economies because he's succeeding in crushing our economies."
You think he's...
Our economies are dying while his is booming.
Yes, they are dying. I don't think it's Putin that is killing them. We gave everything we had by way of sanctions and penalties and punishments. We tried to destroy Russia's economy. It didn't work. It doubled, in fact, the vigor in Russia's own economy. We are the ones now paying the price. We've been largely disarmed by our own stupidity. Our military munitions stockpiles are down to... very, very low levels. I don't know.
Putin is aware of this. Putin is aware of this.
Oh, sure he is.
You know, Putin is looking at this like, you know, it's what the sanctions did was it created sort of they kind of have it out for the Poles, so they call it a Polish hostage situation where NATO has its gun to its own head trying to threaten Russia. Okay. They think it's our stupidity, and the Russians are thinking, well, they're doing all kinds of stupid things. Why don't we continue to let them do all kinds of stupid things? I mean, it's just like that old saying, Napoleon's, never interrupt an enemy when he's making a mistake, you know?
Yeah, that's a good point.
So he's seeing a bigger picture here, you know?
I wish I could see it. This thing should have been over a long time ago.
How can NATO wage war? How can NATO wage war anyway? Putin would like to see the United States get in a shooting war with China over Taiwan so that the Europeans could see that America does not have their back. Okay, we use them, but we'll abandon them if we need to. Okay, but China, on the other hand, China's looking at it and says, oh, yeah, the United States wants to provoke this big war here. Well, let's not fall into that trap. The Chinese are now seeing the whole Taiwan thing as a trap that the Americans are trying to set because the Americans want to destroy China. Listen, it's the Americans want to destroy China and Chinese power. It's the Americans that want to destroy Russia and Russian power. That is all they're focused on is destroying their power. Okay, why? Mm. Why? Because we want to be the leader of the world. Okay,
yeah,
that's why. It's the only motive. We're paying for it. Us, the people, we're paying for these power-hungry, woke, gay people to try to rule the world. You know,
it's true. We're also paying for the invasion of America and the dissolution of our border, et cetera, et cetera.
Yes, we're
doing
that in every way, every day.
By our silence, we're
allowing it to happen.
Listen to this
stupidity, the stupidity, the utter stupidity of this. Okay, so Mike Johnson, the Speaker of the House, he goes on this rampage for like 8-9 months. Oh, well, we're not going to give Ukraine any money unless you do something about the border. Here we are, April 2024, not a thing has been done about the border, and now Mike Johnson is going to give Ukraine its money. What the hell? What the hell?
They're all
what
frauds,
the,
Mitch.
Know, the,
they're
the
frauds.
Republican
they're
Party
criminals.
Is the enemy, too.
Treason is
they
common
have no
every
sense.
Day. I know.
Yeah. No
I,
sense
I just,
at all.
Honestly.
No courage. No background.
Do you know that right now in the Donbass area of Ukraine that has been freed of Ukrainian control, it's part of Russia now, the Russians are trying to completely take back that area. They haven't yet. After two and a half years or whatever it is, it's over 2 years, the Russians still haven't been able to kick the Ukrainians out of the area west of Donetsk in the Donbass. They're still shelling Donetsk, and I forgot the other city. They're still shelling. They cannot be...
Yeah.
What is going on? How can the Russians not have cleansed the area completely of Ukrainians in over 2 years? How can they still get in there and shell Donetsk? I don't get it.
There's a bigger thing. There's a bigger thing going on. And that bigger thing is, you know, they want a great reset of the whole world. And here's what the difference is when this all happens. Listen, let's just say that there's two possibilities for the Antichrist: either America and NATO, or Russia and the BRICS. And they're both competing for that job. So look at it in relationship to that. Okay, do not be fooled. What Putin is doing in Russia, even with their economy and their monetary system, he's creating the mark of the beast. They're creating surveillance on the people and stuff. So they're doing it under the guise of, well, these are Christians doing it, okay? But only in Russia, okay? But we do the same thing here, the Republican Party. Oh, it's all Christians, okay? But these Christians are not Christians. Mike Johnson is not a Christian. If he's going to give $60 billion to slaughter and murder people in Ukraine, he is not a Christian. He is not following Christ in any way, shape, or form.
Nope.
Okay?
Nope.
It's just a political thing for him. Okay?
Yeah.
So World War III is going to happen because the Sodomite Biden regime is going to make it happen. There are two separate paths to World War III. The Sodomite Biden path, which is to provoke a nuclear war with Russia by miscalculating an escalation. Or the Zionist Trump path, which is to allow Israel to push the Palestinians into Egypt, which will provoke a conventional war with Egypt. Turkey will come in on Egypt's side. Libya and Algeria will jump in on Egypt's side. Algeria's army is an aggressive and focused army. There has been no other Arab army that was more effective than Algeria in fighting terrorist groups, far more effective than American or European armies. Of course, Lebanon, Syria, and Yemen will follow promptly the U.S. to go to war with Iran. So Iran would enter the war against Israel. Iraq will follow, then Saudi Arabia and the United Arab Emirates. If the United States threatens the Iranian regime, Russia will enter the war on Iran's side. Russia could never allow the United States to have a client state on their southern flank. That would be unthinkable and an existential threat to Russia. This is why we have not just attacked and taken Iran before now. We know this. This will be Armageddon. Israel will be wiped off the face of the earth for good. this war could go nuclear because the United States is not going to be able to prevail. Okay. I listened to a big conversation that Colonel McGregor had over in England with the guy that was interviewing him. And he was spelling this all out, how the Israel war can go, how it could go nuclear and stuff. Okay, so...
Right.
So I agree with him, but, you know, that's pretty much my source for that. So there is zero reason or foresight in American foreign policy. The man to blame for all of this is Anthony Blinken, servant of the Zionist Antichrist. Okay. I think it's time we start calling out these people for who they are.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
You know, we need to get over this, get over our respect for them. You know, and, you know, I was talking to some these were federal officers that I worked with. They're retired now, but I worked with them overseas when I did law enforcement contracting overseas, so I talked to them, and these guys, they're always very staunch patriots, okay? Very, very much so. I talked to them now, and I said, you know, I used to at least respect the office of the president or the office of the Secretary of Defense, if not the person occupying it. And they said, well, we can't even respect the office anymore. That's how bad it has gotten. The people that in 1990 and 2000 and 2010 were the backbone of patriotism in America have lost faith in it all, okay?
Yeah.
So it's just the lies. And like I said, the lies have become absurd lies. Just crazy absurd.
Well, you know, the problem
ones.
Is the masses, Mitch, the masses get used to being lied to. And they don't even notice, and they begin to lie as well. That's why we have this culture of liars now. We do. People lie all the time.
Yeah.
It's sad, but it's
the damn
truth. Well,
people will lie in order to make a point, okay, because they want to be right. What's important is they want to be right about what they're saying. Okay?
Well, and being right
connotes
being
accepted.
My life
would be a lot easier if I was wrong about everything. Life would be a lot more rosy if I was wrong about everything, okay? But it's not important to me. It's not important to me that other people think that I'm right. What's important to me is that I look at the situation, I break it down, I make it just as simple and clear as possible, okay? I know the lies. I know the lies. I know how they lie. I know why they lie. They lie just to lie. I mean, I saw this in my career. I was there. I remember back in the 80s, I would see them make up lies to tell the press. And those lies sometimes had a reason. For example, when I went to when I got called to a murder or something, well, there's certain things you didn't want to tell the press about the murder, which is legitimate because you don't want to give some information away because people will come in and confess to things they didn't do, and if they don't have critical information, then we can tell them lying. So there's a reason for that, okay? But then what happens is, as we build the structure of lies around this case, okay? Well, this case eventually goes to court, and the whole truth comes out because it's court. So they get all the documents, and the truth comes out. Once the truth comes out, then when the press, the government is confronted with the truth. Okay, what crazy thing do they do? They say, oh, the people who are saying that are conspiracy theorists.
Uh-huh.
They just discredit the truth that they've provided to the court, basically. And as time went by, I saw that if they had a choice between telling the truth, the simple truth about something that would complicate nothing and there was no reason for lying, they just couldn't do it. It's like they created a career of spin doctors and stuff that their job was to lie. And so they had to tell lies just to justify their positions. Okay. So this is how bad it's gotten, you know?
Bad.
And now it's they're bad. Not even good at lying.
No, no.
Two years ago, I was upset at the fact that our government told such crappy lies when we paid them so much money, you know?
It's true. That we're watching the fabric of our culture and our society literally disintegrate. I don't know how else to phrase it. And it's pretty morbid to watch. Very sad. The baseline of intelligent behavior is sinking faster and faster. It's just not there anymore. We don't have it. Gen Z, idiots. And 25% of them identify as being LGBTQ plus. 25%.
No, because it's chic and it's cool to do it. Yeah.
To them and their little world, that's not my world, not yours.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. Sickening. It's all disgusting.
Onward. So let me talk a little bit more about, like I said, every time I want to talk a little bit more about surviving what's coming, because it's coming on, okay? So I'm going to talk a little bit about movement in the city. And this is to remind you, I'm not giving you this information so you can stay in the city. I'm giving you this information so you can get out of the city, because the city is too expensive. There's too much competition, and it's going to cost you too much resources to stay in the city after everything falls apart. Okay. So to minimize exposure to enemy fire, the urban fire must move so that you do not silhouette yourself and keep low at all times. Avoid open areas like streets, alleys, and parks. Select the next covered position before moving. Conceal your movement by using smoke, buildings, rubble, or foliage. Move rapidly from one position to another. Remember that there is a trade-off between cover and speed. If you don't have cover to protect you from getting hit, you must move fast so that it is difficult to hit you. Moves without masking your covering fires. In other words, don't run in front of a person that's covering you. A person covering you must have a clear shot at any threats. So remain alert and ready for the unexpected. So crossing a wall. After checking the other side of a wall to make sure there are no threats, quickly roll over the wall, keeping a low silhouette. The speed of this move and the low silhouette will deny the enemy a good target. Okay, so moving around a corner. Corners are dangerous. The area around the corner must be checked out before you move beyond it. The most common mistake a fighter makes at a corner is allowing your weapon to extend beyond the corner because it lets someone know that you are there. Also, do not show your head at the height an enemy fighter would expect to see it. To look around a corner, lay flat on the ground, and do not extend your weapon beyond the corner of the building. Expose your head at ground level only long enough to permit observation around the corner. Only look as long as necessary.
What's that, several seconds, Mitch? Several seconds?
Yeah. Well, just how long it takes you to see what you need to see. Okay, as short a time as
possible. What about having a little mirror? They have around the corner viewing devices, too. They're real simple. It's like a little telescope, but it's bent.
Mirrors are an excellent idea. An excellent idea.
Yeah.
Okay, so moving past windows. Windows are another hazard to a fighter. The most common mistake in passing a window is exposing your head. If a fighter shows his head, an enemy fighter inside the building could shoot you from inside the building without exposing himself to any covering fires. The correct way to pass the window is to stay completely below the window level and not silhouette yourself in the window. Hug the side of the building below the window. Okay, moving past basement windows. If you walk or run past a basement window, you are presenting a good target to an enemy fighter inside. The most common mistake is not noticing the basement window. To pass it, hug the wall of the building and step or jump past it without exposing your legs. Remember, after the fall, there is no medical care. You cannot afford to get wounded at all. Using doorways. Doorways should not be used as entrances or exits. They will normally be covered by enemy fire. If you must use the doorway as an exit, you should move quickly through it to your next covered position, staying as low as possible to avoid silhouetting yourself. Before exiting the building, select your next covered position. Exit the doorway rapidly, keeping as low as possible and moving quickly to your next position. Pre-selection of positions, speed, a low silhouette, and the use of covering fires must be emphasized in exiting doorways. It is a dangerous maneuver.
Right.
Moving parallel to a building. Normally, it is safer to advance through buildings so that you are not seen and you have cover from the enemy fire. You should plan on your route of advance to be through buildings. At times, this is if you're on foot. At times, you may not be able to use the inside of a building to advance, and you will have to move on the outside of a building. You want to use smoke and covering fires to conceal your movement, and cover and concealment must be used wherever possible. The longer you are exposed clearly in the open, the shorter your life will be. To move on the outside of a building, you must hug the side of a building, stay in the shadows, present a low silhouette, and move rapidly to your next covered position. When selecting the next position, you must take full advantage of the cover and concealment available to you, including shadows. Okay, so crossing an open area. You should avoid open areas such as streets, alleys, and parks whenever possible. There are natural kill zones. If you must cross them, you must be very careful and plan it out. The most common mistake in crossing an open area is crossing diagonally from one point to another. In so doing, you expose yourself to enemy fire for too long. Once again, you should use smoke to conceal your movement and location. Use covering fires to keep the enemy's head down. Do not cross diagonally from point A to point B. Instead, run the shortest distance between the two buildings, then move along the far building to point B. By doing this, you reduce the time you're exposed to fire. Before moving to another position, you should make a visual reconnaissance and select the position that will give you the best cover and concealment. At the same time, you should select a route that will take you to get to that position. Rapid movement, the use of smoke, and the use of supporting fires will improve your chances of survival. Moving in this manner cuts down your exposure time and denies the enemy opportunity for a time shot at you or your fellow fighters. You should always use smoke to cover your advance if you can. If you have a team of allies, do not move one at a time, but try to move as a group. Moving it one at a time gives the enemy time to figure out what you are doing and acquire a target. Let your group's movement be a fleeting movement and an opportunity to miss to shoot one or more of you. For the group to move across the shortest direct distance between two buildings, they should space themselves 3 to 5 meters apart in a line and move at the same time as a line across the open space to the other building. You can make smoke grenades. Generally, they are not against the law to make or have or even to set off. Check your local laws. In some places, you can buy smoke grenades. After everything falls apart, you may be able to find some. Smoke grenades are not explosive devices. They are classified as pyrotechnics. There are plenty of YouTube videos that tell you how to make them. Be careful. You can seriously injure yourself when making them, and, of course, you can set things on fire. Okay, so moving between positions. When moving from position to position, you must be careful not to mask your supporting fires. When you reach your next position, you must be prepared to cover the movement of the other members of your team to do so. You must use your position effectively. This will require you to be able to fire your weapon from either shoulder. One of the most common errors you can make is firing over the top of your cover and silhouetting yourself against the building to your rear, providing the enemy with an easy target. If in the movies they do this so they can get everybody in the picture. The correct technique for firing from a covered position is to fire around the side of the cover and therefore reduce your exposure to the enemy. Another common error is for a right-handed shooter to attempt to fire from the right shoulder around the left corner of a building. If you fire left-handed around the left corner of a building, you can take advantage of the cover afforded by the building and present a smaller target to the enemy. So you understand what I'm saying here.
Yeah.
Is that if you tried to fire with your right arm around the left corner, you're sticking way too much of your body out.
Half your body around the corner, so, of course. Yeah.
You're going to have to go with your weaker hand in order to fire. You should be practicing firing with your weak hand anyway. So.
Unless you're ambidextrous, then you're probably okay.
Oh, yeah. Well, it'd be nice if you're ambidextrous. So I'll cut it off there, and we'll continue to pick up. The main thing about this is I want to tell you how they do the sitting fighting and stuff in case you have to get into it. Let me reemphasize, and I want to reemphasize this time and time again, is when the shit hits the fan, get out of the city as soon as possible. If you see all the time I'm taking trying to describe to you all the difficulties and all the considerations you have to make and how slow it goes when you're fighting in the city, you can see that you don't want to get caught in the city. You don't want to have to live this life, okay, of city fighting. It's going to be too intense. There's too many people. Okay, it's not like the movies where everybody's sitting around drinking beers and then some enemy comes by, you know, once in a while. Uh-huh. That's not what it's going to be like, okay?
Right. I don't know, my friend. It's everywhere you look now, things are moving in the wrong direction for peace and tranquility. We're headed toward, obviously, a major catastrophe of some kind. I don't know how else to see it. Everything done to Russia.
Does anybody want peace at all?
Say again?
Does anybody want peace? Does anybody want peace?
I've not seen it anywhere, as I just said.
Does anybody talk about negotiating?
No, I don't see anything.
Does anybody talk about solving the problem?
Nope.
Not even
the direction
United Nations
is clear.
Talks about solving the problem.
Not even. The direction is clear.
Nope.
What the plans are, it's very obvious. We are going to be taken into a major conflict. I really do have a problem with understanding. I'm trying to come up with reasons. You've made partial explanation, and it's certainly a good one. But Russia could end this absurd war, but they're using it to further, I think, bleed out the munitions inventories of the Western world, Europe, the U.S. Europe, Brits can only fight 10 days now. They have no ammunition to fight more than 10 days. Tank rounds, artillery rounds.
Well, I think that's the whole thing on the French army. The French army has, they produce enough artillery in a year for 2 weeks of fighting in like Russia.
That's it? Wow.
It takes them a year to supply 2 weeks full of 2 weeks of artillery.
And they're talking about going into
like
Ukraine.
Russia.
Uh-huh.
Smart. This is crazy yeah. stuff. Okay. And the Russians don't. They think that we're playing chicken, just like that American defense analyst said. He thought that we're foolishly playing chicken. You know, but the thing is, what if you play chicken with somebody who's a lot more powerful than you are, you know, and listen, we were a powerful nation 30 years ago. We're not now.
Yes, we were.
30 years
no.
ago, we were.
No.
30 years ago, we were the most powerful nation on the earth. And you know what? These idiots that run our government have not got the memo yet that we're no longer the most powerful nation on earth. You know, it's like this Air Force, the guy who's now the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, he said that we have too many white pilots, okay? Well, guess what? With this COVID vaccination, I think it was a 253% increase in heart failure amongst Navy pilots.
This was they've killed so many
stuff
pilots.
For Navy pilots, yeah.
That's right.
And so these
very
are
clever.
The most healthy
the whole
men
thing
that
is
we
clever.
Have in our military.
Right.
The most healthy
true.
Men we have, and we're killing them all off. And so what kind of people are we going to have? We'll be like the Federal Aviation Administration. We're going to have people with Down syndrome, people with autism, people with paranoid schizophrenia, people missing a leg and an arm flying our aircraft. Okay, listen, this is absurd. It's stupid, you know.
It's also being done intentionally. Okay, we just said the same word.
It's intentional.
Yeah, it's obvious. We're being disarmed and ultimately destroyed. And they're going to use these invaders with their 60 IQs to police us. That's a distinct possibility. They'll make them into cops.
Yep.
Wait and see. God, it's awful. Mitch, thank you for doing what you do. It's very important work. All right, we'll talk to you next time. Be well. All right. Mitchell Henderson. And there you go. All right. Busy Monday on April Fool's Day. Nobody even mentioned that I saw. It's foolish enough out there, huh? Thanks for being here. Talk to you tomorrow night. Take care.